Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. On this Thursday, as we consider the presence of Jesus Christ dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist, this day where we recall and we can even commemorate the day of the Last Supper, the First Mass, when Jesus, our beloved Savior, instituted the Holy Priesthood and the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. On this Thursday, as with every Thursday, it's a day of the Eucharist. It's a day of the Blessed Sacrament. It's a perfect day to stop by your local church and visit our Lord Jesus Christ there in the tabernacle. It's a good day for us to recall how the Lord remains among us in the Holy Eucharist, so that we have a place to go where we may draw close to the living God, where we may turn over our hearts, where we may give over that which causes stress, where we may console the heart of Jesus, where we may make an act of reparation in the name of those who betray Him or do not love Him. On this day of the Holy Eucharist, we are given an opportunity to draw close to Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. Whether it be our Lord present among us in the Holy Eucharist in the tabernacle, whether it be the Lord whose heart is revealed before us in our homes in that image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we're given a beautiful, powerful opportunity to recall how the Lord dwells among us. How the Lord dwells among us. But here's the thing, we need to make sure that while the Lord dwells among us, we acknowledge Him. We have to make sure that we recognize Him. We have to make sure that we turn towards Him. It's one thing to say, I believe Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. It's quite another to live by those words. To live by the words, I believe Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. Well, if He's present in the Holy Eucharist, then why do we not visit Him? If He's present in the Holy Eucharist, then why do we not receive Him? If He's present in the Holy Eucharist, then why do we not make sure that we maintain a steady state of grace within our hearts and souls, so that whenever we pass by the church, our hearts yearn for union with Him? It's one thing to say, I believe He is present in the Holy Eucharist. Quite another to live in the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. That's why the church every Thursday calls our attention back to this great gift of Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. We can allow ourselves to be shaped and formed by the words of the Holy Gospels, in particular, the Gospel according to St. John. Let us enter into the first chapter of St. John. Remember the conversation that takes place between the Levites, the priests, and the Pharisees of Jerusalem with the cousin of our Lord Jesus Christ, St. John the Baptist. Now, keep in mind what's going on here. St. John the Baptist, remember, he comes from a priestly family. His father, Zechariah, ministered in the temple. That's where he found out that he and his wife would conceive a child. The Archangel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah when he was serving as a priest in the temple in Jerusalem. So his son, John the Baptist, has a claim, a blood right to the temple to be a priest. So we may rightly intuit and learn from that simple, sublime truth that John the Baptist was raised with the fullness of knowledge of all of the richness, all of the duties, all of the privileges of what it meant to be a member of the priestly people. But John the Baptist doesn't pursue the path. He flees into the desert where he desires a total union with the Lord. And in that moment when the Holy Spirit prompted and guided St. John the Baptist's heart, he then came back into the villages and the towns surrounding Jerusalem. And he started to preach a repentance for sins, a conversion. He started to preach a baptism. He started to highlight the need for a new way of life. And when John the Baptist starts to become loud in his preaching and teaching, and he starts to call out the hypocrisy of those who are closest to the Lord in proximity, but farthest from the Lord in intimacy, the Levites, the priests and the Pharisees. That difference in message, the tone of his voice, it starts to really rattle humanity. And so the people in the city, they send the Levites and the priests and the Pharisees out to the Jordan River by Bethany, where they encounter John the Baptist, and they ask him, "Are you the one? Are you the prophet? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah?" And of course, he has the humility to say no, no, and no. But what does he say? "I am the one in the desert, crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of the Lord." But John the Baptist says something very interesting. He says something very interesting to the Pharisees in particular. "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." If we could take those words from St. John the Baptist to the Pharisees and just allow those words to sink deep into our hearts, "There is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." Keep in mind, the people, they're falling in love with John the Baptist. His message is clear, and it is truth. And it's opening up their hearts to the glory of the Lord, to the coming of the Lord. So he who is being exalted, he who is being praised, he who is being followed, he highlights, compared to the one who's coming after me, I am nothing. But he is already here. He's already among you, but you do not recognize him. The words of St. John the Baptist are meant to console our hearts, the hearts of those who believe that Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist, the hearts of those who adore the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, the hearts of those who serve the Lord present among us in the Holy Eucharist by caring for the poor, by caring for the abandoned, the needy, those who have no voice, the unborn, the vulnerable, the weak. Those who know the Lord is dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist, those who recognize the truth and the presence and the person of Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist, we are consoled by the words of John the Baptist. But those of us who say we believe Jesus is present, but we don't recognize him, his words are meant to correct us. His words are meant to invite us to visit the Lord, to acknowledge the Lord, to recognize Jesus Christ dwelling among us. The words of John the Baptist, then, from the first chapter of John's Gospel, are meant to be a beautiful, powerful meditation, invitation, maybe even a correction, so that our faith is brought to the fullness of life. We must pray for one another that we may recognize the Lord dwelling among us, recognize the Lord Jesus, who is present among us in the Holy Eucharist. Every Thursday is the day of the Holy Eucharist. Every Thursday is the day where we are given an opportunity to recall and to recognize the one who dwells among us, the one whom we need, the one whom we are supposed to want, the one who is with us, Emmanuel, Jesus the Christ. The words of St. John the Baptist then are a beautiful invitation to live Thursday to the fullest degree possible as a Eucharistic day, a day of the Eucharist, a day of the Mass, a day of adoration, a day of rest in the presence of the Lord. Even if our schedules prohibit us from going to Mass or visiting a church, wherever we are, whether we are at home, whether we are ill, whether we are at work, wherever we are, if it's Thursday, it's an opportunity for us in the silence of our hearts to acknowledge and to recognize Jesus is among us. The one whom we need, the one whom we want is among us. But we need that grace to recognize him. We cry out, "I am in need of peace. I am in need of hope. I am in need of healing. I am in need of restoration. I am in need of this. I am in need of that." We all have a long list of our needs and wants. But at the end of the day, in the moment of life, the one who satisfies and satiates, the one who completes, the one who heals, that one person is already among us. But we are called to recognize him Where is the greatest place where we can recognize him? In the breaking of the bread, in the Holy Eucharist, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. To draw close to the Lord Jesus Christ who dwells among us in the Holy Eucharist. To enter into the sacred mysteries of our holy Catholic faith. To enter deep within the words of sacred scripture. And to find that irregardless of what day it may be and what disposition we may have, the one whom we need, the one whom we are looking for, is already among us. Do we recognize him as such? Do we turn to him with all of our needs and our desires, our wants? Or do we have that willingness in our hearts, conviction in our spirit, to turn toward the Lord and to recognize him, to acknowledge him, to listen to him, and to follow him? On this Thursday, this day of the Eucharist, we're given an opportunity to hear the words of St. John the Baptist, the cousin of the Lord Jesus. And his words stir within our minds and our hearts. And ultimately, his words bring peace to those who know the Lord, to those who recognize the Lord Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. If his words bring a correction to us, then let us praise God. Let us give praise to the Lord in a spirit of gratitude, that we will no longer live life as if we are in a desert, but we will turn to the Lord and allow him to restore us to the fullness of life. May the Lord give you his peace.